dropping anchor in deep waters. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. You have done a foolish thing, and from now on you will be at war. On ships, anchors are critical pieces of equipment. They serve primarily to hold the vessel in place when it is not under power or needs to remain stationary. They are designed to create resistance against the seabed so that the ship remains in position despite wind, waves, and currents. So in order for them to work, anchors need a seabed they can dig into or grip, something solid and immovable. If an anchor is dropped in deep water far from a seabed, then the best the captain can hope for is the forward motion to be slowed down a bit. Strong currents will still cause the ship to drift, and strong storms will put everyone at risk. This passage was the word of God delivered to Asa, king of Judah, near the end of his reign after seeking an alliance with a heathen king. Early in his reign, Asa did good and right in the sight of the Lord his God, 2 Chronicles 14:2. When faced with the impending attack from an army twice the size of his, Asa prayed to the Lord, and he delivered Judah from their enemy. To the extent that the enemy army was completely defeated, and Judah recovered much plunder. Fast forward, after 35 years of peace, Baasha the king of Israel came up against Judah. Instead of seeking the Lord, Asa sought an alliance with Ben-Hadad king of Aram, whose nation worshipped at least 5 gods, not the Lord God. Asa even enticed him with gold and silver from the house of the Lord. Hanani the prophet confronted Asa about his actions and delivered the word of the Lord to him in 2 Chronicles 16:9. Asa became angry at the prophet and put him in prison. Asa even oppressed some of the people at the same time. Asa's seabed of dependence and confidence drifted over time. Near the end of his life, Asa dropped his anchor in the deep waters of a heathen king instead of the seabed of the Lord God, who had delivered him early in his reign and had given him 35 years of peace. Throughout our lives, we form a number of relationships, partnerships, and associations. But not all are equal, nor are they all beneficial in the long run. When we leave God out of the process of forming associations and place our trust in other things and people, it's like dropping the anchor of our lives in deep waters with nothing to hold us down. When the storms of life come our way, we can easily sink. Are you forming relationships, partnerships, or associations without the Lord's input? Are you placing your trust and confidence in something else, other than the Lord? Have you forgotten how the Lord helped, saved, and directed you in the past? If so, change course now. The Lord God, through Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is the only seabed, strong and faithful enough to keep you safe and steady through all the storms of life.